It's okay.
I mean, it's easy as fuck to do. Just, you know, you.
It's literally not happening. It's not easy.
Yeah, you're focusing too much and putting muscle behind it.
But
you just have to.
Your tongue is a muscle.
Yeah, but you can relax the muscle. Like, you can have your wrist like, fucking strong, and then you can, like, relax it.
Like, does that work?
What the fuck is that?
It ain't my phone. Or is it my phone? I don't know. Did the noise stop?
Yeah, noise stopped.
Okay. I don't know.
Probably my phone. I don't know.
Okay.
But yeah, no, you just stick your tongue out. You know, like this.
Uh-huh. Why is it not working?
I don't know. I'll work on it with you. I'll work on it with you later. Welcome everybody to the Human Podcast.
How long have you been recording this?
For a while, yeah.
Oh,
of course.
No one needs to know my failures as an adult.
So my wife cannot whistle, and she can also can't blow raspberries.
No, but I can suck dick.
Yeah, everyone can. I can suck dick. Like,
have you ever sucked a dick?
I bet I could.
Okay.
The situation hasn't been presented to me.
I'm pretty sure I could do a better blowjob than you can.
I mean, we now
have him do it on one of your dildos that you just got.
Oh, yeah. We can just, like, film it.
I mean, I'll put that shit up. I don't care. Do you think I have morals? I'll do anything for the joke.
Okay. I still think I'd do a better blowjob than you, at least the first time around.
I mean, we need to have, like, the same dude. We need to have a third dude.
Oh, my God. I just really want to know how I measure up to a guy's blowjob. Like, I just want to fucking know.
I am unexperienced, so we need to have, like, a third dude to, you know, have, like, clean dick and just
obviously, it needs to be clean.
I mean, it ain't going to be like that fucking from under cheese dick.
Don't.
Ew.
No.
But, you know, some dude with a clean dick and, you know, like, I'll fucking do it just to, you know, be like, hey, look, I'm not a bigot, you know. And, you know, you suck a dick and then I suck the dick.
Wait, you're assuming we're having a threesome with a white guy?
No.
Fuck that.
It's not at the same time. It's like fucking like 6 hours apart.
I am not sucking off a white man.
Fine, then. We'll do a Mexican. Maybe
Thank
he might
you.
Have a spicy penis. I don't
Thank
know.
Thank you. Oh, my God. I'm not. It's raw chicken.
Both you girls are very inexperienced. Like, when it
Okay, I've given more blowjobs than Courtney has.
To me!
Yeah. I feel like I give really good blowjobs. Are you saying I'm not?
I mean, if we're comparing, if I could suck my own dick, I would do it better than you.
Okay, you say that, and every time I'm still as repulsed as from the first time I heard that. Like, why would you put your own genitals in your own mouth?
I put your genitals in my mouth.
Okay, that's a fair point.
So, yeah. But welcome to the Human Podcast.
No, there's a difference between putting someone else's genitals in your mouth as opposed to your own. That's
it's attached
it
to my
up.
Body. My lip is attached to my chin, which is attached to my neck, which is attached to my chest.
And that's
which
how
is
you
attached
masticate
to my belly,
and digest food.
Which is attached to my mons pubis, which is attached to my penis.
Oh my God. I hate how fucking right you are.
So yeah. my carpet to my pleasure palace.
Ew.
To my pleasure fucking, you know, tower. It's not a big one.
It's a tower now?
Yeah, fucking an Angry Bird can
More
have
like
knocked
lean,
this shit.
Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Leaning Tower of Penis. But welcome everybody for the third time to the Human Podcast. We got Courtney on the
Did
other
you
side
the third time.
Because I've already said this.
I think this was the second time.
Stop interrupting. We got Courtney on the other side of the world over there in California. Begging for dick pics.
Yay.
Send them in.
Oh my God.
We got
You're hilarious.
We got my wife over here. She's
who cannot blow raspberries still.
She can't blow raspberries or dick. I mean, it's crazy. And then we got me, Alex the truck, the fucking, you know, the guy that drives the truck. It's I'm so fucking boring that, you know, missionary is exciting.
Okay, so why do you get like this long intro and I just get like a mention?
Because do you want to give yourself a glorious introduction? Go ahead.
I don't know how to do that. That's your job. You're the host.
So, here, like...
You're the host.
Yeah, you're a co-host. Welcome. We're all hosts.
I will accept that, actually. I'm not
podcast.
Mad at that.
So, you have to, like, introduce yourself. Be like, I am the wife that
that's what I'm supposed to do. Fuck that. Continue.
Yeah, I mean, if you want, I don't care. Do it if you want. Yeah, this is the most unprofessional podcast in all of history.
That's like a humble brag, and it's not true.
I mean, yeah, I've seen some terrible fucking podcasting.
You've listened to some terrible fucking podcasts.
No, I haven't. I just like looked at the fucking, you know.
You read the subtitles?
No. Like, if there's a podcast that'll make me turn it off quick, I'll turn it off quick. But, you know, I listen to the same fucking podcasts all the goddamn time.
Yeah, because you don't listen to stuff you don't like.
Oh, that's fucking right. I needed to, you know, hit up Mike and,
you know. Now's the time to make a note.
I'll remember it.
You say that, and will you?
Yeah.
I say that all the time, and I don't.
Well, I talk to him all the fucking time, so yes, I will remember.
Oh, my.
He does another fucking podcast that I sometimes help out with, and he forgot to fucking post it. It was supposed to come out on Friday, and he's never fucking posted it.
Wow.
So I'm going to have to fucking, like, you know, hit him up and, you know, bury him.
Yeah.
Alive?
I don't know. But, so, let's just jump into the fucking stupid-ass goddamn bullshit that we got for this goddamn week.
He spent a whole 5 minutes researching.
I spent no time researching. Like, I was looking at the fucking Twitter fucking logs. Or what was it? What was the fucking...
Oh my god, it's not shut down yet?
No, the Twitter files on how fucking Joe Biden's team wanted Hunter Biden's fucking bullshit.
Oh my god, I forgot we're stuck with him as a president.
Yeah, his son was fucking smoking crack, and there's pictures
of him. Like, hasn't he died yet?
No.
God.
I mean, it's like Weekend at Bernie's. Like, imagine that for, like, the president. We just, like, you know, Kamala Harris is like, yeah, hello, you know, fucking... And she knows nothing about guns either, so it works out good. She's like, I'm confused. And she, like, has, like, a puppet string on his mouth. And you know, she, like, just wheelchairs him over, and he's like... hello, I am running for president again because
literally the lesser of two evils.
I mean, I would fucking hate it if Kamala Harris won, but that's not what we're talking about. So yeah, I mean, I like looked at 2 seconds of Twitter files. I'm like, this is fucking boring. This sucks. We did have crazy wind though. Wind gusts up to 85 miles an hour.
Oh my god, did you get that freaking like tarp thing down from the tree?
No.
Oh my god.
It probably blew away.
No, it's still there. It's flapping.
Do you want me to go get it right now? Do you want me to stop the podcast right now?
No, you can do it after the podcast.
I'm not doing it today. Yeah, you're fucking smoking crack. If you
okay, think. Well, I've tried for like the last 2 days, and I can't jump high enough to grab it no matter what I do.
So, our first story of the day. A bus driver in Ohio was arrested... and charged after the police say he drove students drunk.
What?
So here is the kicker.
Damn, continue. I need more.
So apparently this bus driver, let me see if they even... yeah, I don't think he even says his fucking name.
Well, that shouldn't be pertinent.
Ferguson was his, like, last name.
Wait, his last name's an Irish last name? Are you kidding me?
Well, he was drinking vodka from a sports bottle while driving the students. There is no proof. He passed, like, every test. He, like, did everything he was supposed to do, drove them just fine, had no problems driving the truck and operating the vehicle while fucking blitzed out of his fucking mind.
And that's an accomplishment?
Pretty well, yeah.
Like, I feel like that's when I know I'm an alcoholic, when I start sneaking alcohol to work in, like, mundane bottles. Like, that's when I'd be like, okay, now
Herbert
I have a
Ferguson.
Problem. Herbert?
Herbert Ferguson.
Ugh.
I mean, like, at this point, let him just fucking be drunk while he's driving.
I mean, with a name like that.
So.
If your name was Herbert, you would get fuck all.
Here's the fucking kicker, though, is the school district had random fucking testing. So after he did everything, dropped off the students, everything, you know, high-fived them all, he, you know, backed it up, walked into the office, and like, hey, you know, Herb, what up, bud? A random fucking, you know, alcohol test. I know it's stupid. It's dumb. And he's like, fuck. He's like, yeah, they really, really want you to do this. It's just random. It's, you know, we don't think you're drunk. And, yeah, they fucking blew. And he's like, yeah, you're fucked up. And he had to get arrested and everything. It was a whole thing.
And this entire example is why we have random drug testing. I said that. I said those words wrong.
Drug testing, yeah.
Drug testing.
I mean, I'm down for some random drug test. Like, let me fucking get drug tested. Like, Courtney should get drug tested, too. To just make sure she's high.
Some of my medications make me test positive for certain things, so I have an alibi when I come back positive.
She's like, Courtney, you have to deal with your dad. Are you high right now? She's like, no. It's like, well, here's a pen.
Not yet.
Smoke some goddamn weed.
Why are you sober?
I know, right?
Like, oh my God.
Oh. Because I just finished everything before I got on the phone with you guys, and I didn't have enough time to get high.
Well, I don't understand that concept.
You just bring it with you and then just, you know, just fucking get high.
Like, this is why I like taking edibles, because I can take it, like, an hour in advance. Like, I get shit done, and then I'm high at the end of it. Like, it's very convenient.
Sometimes I can't do that, because it hits me sometimes within, like, half an hour. Or, like... even like 20, 25 minutes.
What? I want that. I want that. Like,
but it really happens. Like, my metabolism has to be just right.
Yeah.
And it's really weird.
No, you need fat and carbs in your tummy for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And that is life.
Yep.
So, yeah. Now they're going to start doing, like, monthly fucking random tests.
For school bus drivers?
For school bus drivers.
I mean...
but parents are mad because he did the entire fucking route, got to the end of the day, and was like, yeah, he was driving drunk.
What are they mad about?
Because they're driving the, you know, elementary school students around while he's drunk.
Yeah. No, I'd be mad, too.
I mean, I want it. He got them there safe. I'm like, fuck yeah. If you can do it fucked up, you know, imagine what you can do if it was... you're not fucked up.
No. Don't drink and drive. Your pets won't understand why you never came home.
Oh my goodness.
No, seriously, that was like traumatizing when I saw that ad.
Really?
Oh my God.
I mean, imagine this. Imagine an old lady dying, you know, just, and then her cat's like, dude, why aren't you fucking feeding me? Okay, you know what? I'm gonna scratch your eye. I'm gonna scratch your eye until you feed me.
Like,
okay, fine. I'm gonna eat your fucking eyeball. I'm gonna eat your eye. Okay, fine. This is on you. This is on you. I'm fucking clean.
With a fork or with a spoon?
Like, I imagine, like, the cats, like, go into, like, the silverware drawer and be like, ooh, this is a fine.
No, they're just looking for the can opener in the silverware drawer.
No, like, they, like, get, like, a fork and a knife and, like, place it all, like, on, like, their owner's chest and be like, all right. And they, like, carve out the eyeball, like, really nice. And it's like, nom, nom.
It would be very nice.
Like a little
cat
fucking...
cat claws are surgical.
Like a little pate. And they have thumbs, but they're like, you know. And like after like the face is completely eaten and they're like, hey, is anybody here? It's like, oh, the cat's still alive.
That's the important part.
I mean, that's nice that your fucking face is fucking edible by cats.
No, if I die and I'm not there to feed my cats, I'm totally fine with them eating me as long as they're fed. I don't want my cats to starve. And besides,
like, I imagine you're like dead and like, you know, Goose like comes up and sniffs your pussy really quick and you like have like a reflex and you smack him.
He would do that too. Ew.
Yeah, just like a dead reflex. No, no, get out of there.
Seriously.
I mean, like, what one of the fucking crazy news stories was like a couple fucking like kids in an anatomy fucking class. They had, like, cadavers, and they got, like, in big fucking trouble for, like, fucking with the bodies.
I don't understand why necrophilia is a bad thing. I honestly don't understand.
Well, they didn't fuck the bodies. They just, like...
wait, kinda... they fucked each other?
No. Like, they, like, you know, like, put... like, he, like, touched her pussy.
Okay.
Like a dead woman's pussy.
And that's
like...
a problem because...
and, like, another dude was, like, sticking his fingers in, like, a dude's chest, like, a dead dude's chest. And he's, like, making some, like, comments, like, oh, look, I'm fucking his chest.
Oh, my God, it's anatomy. You're supposed to do that kind of shit.
I'm like, dude, like, don't be weird around, like, naked dead chicks. Like, that's...
why are you weirded out by this?
Okay, now, like, if you were like laying on a slab dead, uh-huh. and like one of the dudes just like starts like fingering your pussy,
okay. I'm like, if I'm a cadaver, that means my body has been immersed in formalin, and like I would have to consent to that before I die, because body autonomy apparently applies after you die. So like I would have consented this beforehand. So like, what the fuck ever they do, I don't care. My body's dead. It's been encased in formalin, and that's cool as shit.
So yeah, I'm like, if
someone wants to dissect me after I die, 100%, please come do it. And ideally, ingest at least some part of me.
It's just weird.
I just want to know,
like Courtney, would you feel weird if you were like dead, and like you signed up to be like a cadaver, yeah. in a fucking, you know, college classroom, and one of these college, you know, frat boys comes up and starts fingering you?
Okay, so the phrase, the scale, Courtney, continue.
I wouldn't do that. I'm getting cremated.
Oh, yeah, if I'm cremated, it'd still be possible to eat me once I'm cremated. You can put, like, ash in, like, a smoothie or some shit.
I mean, like, you know, there's two types of cremated. There's, you know, fucking a 20-year-old dude and he, like, comes so much that you get cremated.
Ew.
Oh, my God.
And then there's, being old, and then fucking a 20-year-old, and then, you know, he fucks you to death, and then you get burnt in a furnace.
The whole point of anatomy is to, like, pull body apart and look inside. Like, that's all they're fucking doing.
You know what's crazy? No one dies from old age. They just die from complications of old age.
Yeah. Old age is entropy.
So it's like, technically, if you could, like, you know, make sure that everything worked in your body, you just never die.
I already know I'm going to die from bladder cancer.
You think so?
No, that's 100% what I'm going to die from. All that chronic inflammation downstairs, that's the first thing that's going to hit the second switch for a cancer gene.
Oh, my God.
Nah, it's cool. It's going to be aggressive. And I won't do chemo. So like once I'm diagnosed, it'll be like maybe 6 months max.
Be aggressive. Get her cancer. Get her cancer. Kill her dead. Like this little cheerleader cancer thing. It's like, yeah. They have like COVIDs as their pom-poms.
Oh, my God.
You're like giggling in your seat and I'm still thinking about cancer.
Yeah, no, it like, if you sit here and be so serious about
like
everything.
Like, if your sign was a cancer, we could not be together.
Yeah, no, like, of course, I'm so glad that my sign's not a cancer. So,
do you
like,
know what your sign is?
It's Gemini.
I'm so proud of you. Do you know what my sign is?
Do you believe in fucking astronomy bullshit?
It's fun to pretend I do.
Yeah, it's the dumbest thing ever.
So you don't know my sign?
No!
Alex, which iPhone do you have?
The whatever it is, the 12.
Okay, let me go look it up, because honestly, I don't know, because I got this phone like 2 years ago and I just paid it off, so I know it's like old.
See, like I would
hate. But not
hate,
like shutting down old yet.
Like if I was born a cancer, because like if I ever got talked to like by a doctor.
I have an 11.
If I ever.
Is it the X?
No. It's the basic one, which I still regret getting because I could have got the smaller one and I should have.
Are you getting her a phone case for Christmas or something?
Oh, well, I need to up my, I need to get free shipping, because they're trying to charge me $14 for shipping.
And how much would
it
cost you to reach free shipping? How much would it cost
$13? I mean, I'd rather get something else.
You're literally just saving a dollar.
Yeah.
This is the way, like, fucking sales work. It's like, oh, look at this one individual. But if you buy both, it's like, yeah.
But yeah, no, like, I'm glad I'm a Gemini. So when a doctor's like, Alex, and he comes in very solemnly and serious, he's like, you have cancer. I'm like, actually, no, I'm a Gemini. And that means I get along great with other people. I don't know what Gemini means. I have no idea.
Okay, so I'm a Capricorn, and according to astrology, a Gemini and a Capricorn only work in a relationship if the Gemini is the dude and the Capricorn's the girl.
Yeah, you know what?
If you reverse it, apparently, supposedly it doesn't work.
wow, like, it sounds like a bunch of fucking dumb bullshit.
I know, right?
It sounds so stupid, and...
It sounds so stupid, and it's so fun.
See, like, I saw this fucking joke. It's a killer fucking bit. And I'm like, I want to steal it so bad, but I'm above that.
You are.
And so
you,
like,
honestly are. You have good standards.
But I'll say the bit. I forget who it was. Otherwise, I'd fucking credit him.
You have a phone.
It's pretty much, he's like sitting up there and he's like, how many of you, you know, believe in astrology? And he's like, all right, what sign do you think I am? They start, you know, shouting out a bunch of signs. And he's like, no, I'm a Scorpio. And someone's like, I know it. He's like, he's like, you know how I know you're full of shit? Because I lied to you. I'm not a Scorpio. Just like a Scorpio would. I'm like, I don't get the joke, but I'm sure, like, these women are fucking losing their mind.
Okay, no, they can't be mad because I didn't ask for more information. Like, if someone tells you the guess their sign, I'm going to be like, what day is your birthday? Like, that's a trap. You gather more information.
See, I don't tell people my birthday for a very specific... Like, Courtney knows
my
birthday.
Do you know your birthday?
Yeah, of course I know my
birthday. Okay, what's your birthday?
Why? I'm not putting
it
on my...
What is it?
I don't know your birthday.
Exactly.
Just FYI, I don't.
You don't know my birthday? You don't know his birthday?
I know
your birthday. I don't know Guy Alex's birthday.
Good. Okay. I'm going to leave it like that.
Okay,
good.
Well, I know your birthday, and I know your birthday.
I know Courtney's birthday.
Okay, the point aside is, I know your birthday, and you don't.
Do I need to know? I don't... the second you...
Oh, my God.
We talked about
seriously?
This, you do not address me as a dude.
All right, faggot. Why do I need to know? I know what day it is. Of course I do. It's my birthday.
Okay, what day is it?
It's a Friday.
That's not how that... Okay. That, like, low-key is how that works. But that is not a cigar.
No, that is a cigar.
No, it's close, but no cigar.
Okay, we're not playing a fucking carnival game right now. And yes, I do know what day my birthday is.
Okay,
and
is
I don't want to say it on the fucking podcast.
Okay, so show me it, like...
Like this.
Okay, no, like, write it down or something. Like, put it on your phone.
Okay, fine. Here, I'll put it on the fucking... The whiteboards that we have. Look, we have a little whiteboard.
Okay,
look.
I'm so excited to see if you know your birthday or not.
I do, of course. Why would I not? Here.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's share access with fucking Courtney. It is, you know, boom, give me the pen. That day.
Do you know the month?
Yes.
Okay.
It is, you know.
And do you know the year?
Yeah, of course. Why would I not know the year?
Oh, my God. I'm so impressed with you. Now write my birthday.
Oh, my God. Alex.
And Courtney is this.
I'm so happy right now. I'm so proud of you. I doubted you. I apologize. I take back my assumption.
And Courtney, I believe, was born in this year.
Yeah.
And
what year am I?
The year before.
No, I'm 93. Me and Courtney are both 93.
No, you're 92, Alex.
No, I'm not.
You're a year
older
than me.
Okay, you know what? Actually, you're right, because my parents lied to me about my birthday because they tried to make it sound like they got pregnant after they got married. So technically, yes.
Oh, my God. Alex, I think you figured out pretty early, because I remember you saying that you were born in 1992.
Yeah. My parents lied to me hardcore.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, my God.
My mother got pregnant outside of marriage. Oh, no. And she married a douchebag.
But I do have my favorite fucking story.
What's your favorite fucking story?
It is... Texas.
You do your chef kiss with only two fingers?
Three.
Okay, you can't count your thumb.
Okay, over in Kilgore, Texas.
Excellent name.
I've been to Kilgore, North Dakota, too. Or Kildare, North Dakota. Kilgore, Texas. Police have apprehended a reckless driver. The worst of the worst. this reckless driver was driving in a Walmart parking lot, hit two vehicles. And almost hit another person. And after the cops, you know, got him out of the car, they still called him a good boy because he was a dog.
Oh, he is a good boy.
God.
All sins are forgiven.
But apparently, they left him in the car and they kept the car running because this is what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, air conditioned.
And the dog got up on the steering wheel, put it into a drive, and then was like getting kind of antsy and knocked out the fucking the emergency brake. And was just driving this fucking, you know, car. Just and stick, bam, bam. And I love every part of it.
Oh my God, this is perfect. Does it say what breed of dog it is? Please tell me it's a husky. If it's not a husky, I'm going to be upset.
It's probably a golden retriever.
Nope.
No. They're too dumb even for that. I'll even accept a Rottie.
What?
I'm
a German Shepherd.
No, they're too smart for that.
I don't know what the fucking.
They would kill people on purpose.
What is that dog?
What? Give me it.
What is this dog?
Okay.
They have a picture of the dog. Yeah, it's attached.
Oh my God. It's some sort of hound thing. It's not a pure breed. It's a mutt from the shelter.
It's. Let me see.
Like, that's hound, possibly some pity.
Oh, it.
Absolutely no husky influence whatsoever.
It's just like a fucking muddy dog.
Maybe even a bit of a blue tick going there. But he doesn't have the eyebrows. So, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, just a random fucking...
It's a good doggo.
The dog had a guilty look on his face.
Like, sometimes I'll forget myself and call dogs doggos when I'm talking to clients. And most clients just, like, immediately roll with it. They're like, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I can imagine people come out to their cars like, my car's fucked up. How fucking, what an asshole. What fucking dumb people. Oh, it's a puppy. Puppy. The puppy did it. Oh, the puppy did it. Oh, come here. Give me.
He's a good puppy.
Lick me in the face. Oh, yes. Oh,
such
puppy.
A good puppers.
And then they get home and they're like, you know, like having a good day. And it's like, dude, what happened to your car? Oh, a puppy got it. It's like, what? Are you going to sue? It's like, no, it's a doggo.
Like, would recommend.
It's like
a unit.
And this is why you don't fuck. This is why stores should allow fucking dogs to come in.
Okay, no, seriously. Like one time I was driving home and I let Chai Tea roam around the car in the evenings. Otherwise, he won't shut the fuck up. And so at one point, we were like at a stoplight and he fucking rolled down the window and scared the absolute piss out of me. So now when I drive, I have to make sure the fucking window locks are on if he's in the car.
Yeah, cat.
He was way too pleased with himself when he did that.
Yeah, cats just say, you know, they know where to step and they're like, ha ha, got it.
Now, animals are just smart enough to be, they're just dumb enough to be smart.
Yeah, they get themselves in a fucking world of hurt.
They can't help it. They're doggos.
They're dumb. But yes, you know. I love this. And it's like, you know, if your cat did that, you know, a cat wouldn't.
Cat, I mean, okay, a Maine Coon could do it, but the majority of cat breeds couldn't pull it off. Maybe even a Bengal could do it. Bengal could do it. Those things are fucked up. Do not get Bengals if you want a lab cat. They are not lab cats. They are wild animals.
They're wild animals?
They're not worth how pretty they look. They are not lab cats. Please go adopt some mutt from a shelter. Orange tabbies and black cats are the most kid friendly.
So, I have, like, do you know what the metaverse is, Courtney?
Is that like a Elon Musk made it or something?
Well, I mean, it's Mark Zuckerberg, but it's essentially
because that shows up when you log into Facebook.
Yeah. I mean, it is a virtual world where, you know, people apparently will be working. It's kind of like Sword Art Online, you know, any of those fucking, you know, virtual world.
Oh, it's not like the other one?
Well, there's another one that fucking more accurately puts it down.
I know. I'm trying to remember the name of it, 'cause that's like my second favorite anime movie.
Where like there's like a missile coming down and
yeah.
And he has to like fucking stop it like that.
Oh my god, it's on one of my playlists.
But yeah, so pretty much the European Union spent $500,000 putting on a meeting, like a metaverse party, is what they called it. $500,000 to be like, hey, you know, kids, people that, you know, are interested in, you know, the policies and the politics and getting involved with your neighborhood and all that shit. Spent all this money, attracted 6 people. Did you find it?
Okay. Fuck. Okay, the name of the movie is not it, but, like, the fucking whole virtual world is the City of Oz. Like, I'm so close. Like, seriously, I have, like, my favorite song from the movie on one of my playlists.
I mean, it's not fucking hard to, you know, find out, you know, what it is. You just go virtual world movie anime. Is it Summer Wars?
Yes!
Yeah, it fucking took like 2 seconds.
Oh my god.
But yeah.
Fucking love that movie.
So, like, there's a giant push because there's so much fucking invested behind, you know, the metaverse. And to have, you know, like, fucking, you know, this dumb bullshit up here, my fucking Oculus and, you know, all the fucking VR technology. And it's great. You know, I don't knock it at all. I spent a bunch of money on it. But the technology is not quite there to have an actual virtual world. And they're like, yeah, we're going to have people working here. It's like, no, we work pretty well in the real world. And they're just trying to push everyone to it. And so imagine spending $500,000 to get 6 people to come to this fucking thing. And only 44 people liked the fucking Facebook post. So I'm like, that should have just been like a huge fucking red flag. You know, what are you doing?
Sorry, I was pulling the song up on my playlist and it sounds like an alarm for like the first 5 seconds.
Yes.
But I found it. I'm super stoked. We should watch that movie.
Summer Wars?
Yeah, I'm going to see where it is on Roku.
I mean, you just have to go here. Summer Wars, where can I fucking watch it? Videos.
Roku's got nothing.
Vudu.
Oh, it's on Vudu?
I mean, it's not fucking hard to get it. I might even fucking have it torrented somewhere.
I'm pretty sure you do. Like, I did, but my laptop was many years ago.
So, like, yeah, I mean, I'd have to, like, look for it. And if I find it, then, yeah, we can go watch Summer Wars.
Oh, man. Pirate Bay.
I mean, it's prime. I haven't fucking done any pirating in a long fucking time.
Right? We're, like, in our 30s now. We can afford it.
Yeah.
Support peeps we like.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. Like, a lot of the stuff, a lot of the games that I've pirated, I've bought now.
Exactly, because we're adults and we have money now.
I'm like, okay, yeah, your game was good. There was one game that I torrented, downloaded, started playing, and it was such trash that I deleted it. Deleted everything. I'm like, deleted the install. Fuck. I'm like, fuck all of it.
Are you talking about Getting Over It?
No. I own that. I full out own Getting Over.
You beat it, right?
Yes, I've beaten it.
Like, okay, you need your applause button. Because that's an accomplishment.
I mean...
And for anyone who doesn't understand how much important this is, like... yeah, no, seriously, you deserve a round of applause.
Like, there's people that have beaten it 50 times.
Yeah, they got the golden pot.
I'm like, fuck you.
Oh, it's rough. It's so much more fun to watch someone play it as opposed to playing it, though.
I mean, I should stream that. Like, that's probably going to be, like, the next game I fucking stream. It's just Getting Over It. And just, you know, like, okay, you know, back to my fucking bane of existence. You know, here
Orange
we go.
Hell is waiting for you. Remember that one mod where it was like falling oranges like all the time?
Yes. I have to like find like the mod files again too.
Oh my god, that was so much fun.
I have those somewhere. To like make it harder, make it easier. Like there was like one that just like flew you and I'm like, woo, look, I won.
Did it feel good?
No.
Exactly.
But like if you restarted the thing and you're like, no, I was here. I was here.
The
yeah.
screen looks different. Is that okay?
What?
The screen looks different.
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure.
No, it's because you can hit this and still record at the same time. It'll show me what all my drops are. So I can also hit them from here as well.
I didn't want there to be another Momo incident.
Yeah, but... So, yeah. I mean, spending... Oh. Man, that just like that's like spending a bunch of money and like renting out renting out Chuck E. Cheese for your kid's birthday party and inviting like the entire school, and it's gonna be like the biggest fucking bash in the world. It's gonna be so awesome. You're like, oh man, everyone's gonna come. It's gonna be, and then like one friend comes, and your Aww. Son has like three best friends. It's like one of them came, and it's like. Yeah, you did it during, like, 4th of July weekend. What the fuck did you expect, you dumb bitch? And it's like, oh, man. And now your kid's, like, sad, and it's like, oh. And then you go, like, onto, like, fucking Facebook and be like, my kid had a birthday party and no one came. And then, like, fucking someone famous is like, I'll fucking send you a letter. And they're like, oh, John Cena is such a good guy.
Do-do-do.
And he is. Like, John Cena is, like, fucking, you know, really good. You know, Johnny Depp as well.
When he has both accordions.
What?
You know, the vine where he has both accordions up his nose?
And it's the accordions? Do you know what an accordion is?
Okay, no. Recorders. Recorders. I'm so sorry. Recorders.
I'm just like, he has two accordion. I'm like,
no, they're recorders. I'm
sorry. The fuck are you talking about, bitch?
Recorders. They're very similar words. I will have you know.
Not even close.
Yes! Accordion. Recorder. It's literally a suffix versus a prefix.
You're like probably thinking like recordion. And it's like,
yeah. Suffix versus prefix. And I'm always going to lean towards the prefix.
It's dumb. All
fuck your stuff. Suffixes. It's all They're dumb. Basic.
I mean, fuck.
Oh my god. If anyone's a grammar Nazi, they're going to 100% appreciate everything I just said.
They're not. They're going to make you got the wrong word. They start with different letters.
Yeah, but I ended on a high note. Literally.
So, I do have a Am I the Asshole?
Oh, you picked one out?
Yeah.
Do you want me to read it, or are you good?
I'll read this one. It's a shorty.
Okay.
I just saw like the title of it. This is how I pick them. I just read the titles.
I love tea.
Am I the asshole for going to get ice cream instead of going home after my flight landed? By Happy Penguin 78.
Smile and wave, boys.
Smile and wave. I haven't seen my husband in a month, as I was staying with my sister. He promised he'd pick me up from the airport, and we would spend time together, but he sent his brother instead. I was upset, even though my brother-in-law told me that something had come up, and that's why he was there instead. I asked him if we can go and get ice cream before we went home. He didn't seem to mind and suggested... He didn't seem to want to go, but I suggested I take an Uber if he had plans, so he agreed, and we went to go get ice cream. The entire time we were there, he was on his phone, and he felt like he was trying to rush me. When I finally got home, my husband was there and annoyed. He wanted to know why I hadn't come home immediately and said he had cleared his schedule for the evening so I can spend time together like I had asked. I told him I assumed he was busy since he didn't come to get me at the airport, but he's still upset with me and with his brother for taking me to get ice cream. So she landed and, you know, the husband didn't come and pick her up. and she was feeling vindictive.
In her situation, I would have done exactly the same, and not to be vindictive, I've been like, well, my husband wasn't here, I'm bummed out, I want to do something nice for myself, and boom, ice cream sounds great. That's exactly what I would do. A little pick-me-up because my husband was there, okay, like, fine. If he was busy, that's okay, but I still wasn't here, and I want to pick-me-up. That's precisely how I interpreted that.
I mean, like, the husband can only be upset, like, if, like, the brother starts fucking his wife.
Like, if he was that concerned, he could have called or texted her and be like, yo, what's up? But no, he just sat at home and pouted until she came.
Yeah, no, like, most of the time when anybody's like, hey, can you pick me up from DIA? I'm like, Jesus. It's like, how about, your local airport? I'm like, it's like 20 minutes.
Okay, if someone asked me to pick them up at an airport, I would 100% do it.
I wouldn't want to. No, absolutely not. You know, like, if I didn't have to, I'm like, fuck yes.
Like, okay, like, if it was like...
I mean, it's Uberable to get fucking home from the airport, so...
Okay,
yeah,
from
her husband
Colorado Springs, not from Denver.
Yeah, no, but she's like, I can take an Uber if you're too busy.
Exactly.
And so that tells me that the Uber was affordable, you know, or she's fucking rich. And so I said... You know, the husband is just being a dickhead. Fuck him.
Like, I can understand, like, things happening and him not being able to do so, but, like, he can't be mad that she was, like, wanted to do something nice for herself after being, like, not, like, upset, but it's not upset, but, like, still disappointed.
Your phone, your thing's ringing, Courtney.
Like, life happens, but at the same time, sometimes you need a little pick-me-up. And it's ice cream. It took, what, 5-10 minutes?
Yeah, I mean... Honestly, even if it took like an hour, fuck them.
Like, if it had been like for like a surprise or some shit, that'd be completely different. But it's like, no, life happened, and she decided to like just do a little pick me up before going home.
I mean, is she the like? I want to know, is she the breadwinner of the fucking house?
That is a very intriguing question.
Is she the one making all the money and making all the house payments? And is the husband fucking? You know,
there is not enough information. I agree.
But no, she's not the asshole. Be Mm-mm. vindictive, girl. Mm-mm. Fucking treat yourself.
Exactly. It doesn't need to be labeled as vindictive, though. I would have done exactly the same as she did. 100%. I really like it when I can emphasize with one of the characters and that I'm the asshole. I'm not always able to do that.
Okay, I guess there was, like, they posted something else.
Ooh, there's a follow-up?
You know, someone, you know, posted who complains about getting ice cream. Husband and brother-in-law are assholes here. Hope the ice cream was good. And then someone, they're like, edit, you're the asshole, okay? 2 hours for getting ice cream is insane. What? You know, with this info added, OP, you're the asshole for sure. No reason for a two-hour inconvenience to the brother-in-law at all. Seems crazy you didn't include that you screwed around for 2 hours in the original post. What are you hiding?
Ooh, you know what? I might have also done that too. Not because I was hiding, because I would have been waiting. And also...
You would have been what?
Quite honestly, also waiting for a text being like, explaining why you weren't here. Like, I would have been expecting a text. That's what I would have been waiting for.
I think that's stupid.
Nah, I'm still 100% not the asshole.
Info. How long have you guys been cheating on each other for?
Ooh.
Yeah.
I mean,
pour that tea. Are there follow-up comments?
It would be fucking hilarious if she was just fucking the brother. And like, you know, because the husband didn't come pick her up. And she's like, I'm going to fuck your brother for 2 hours. And then we're just going to say we got ice cream. Are we the assholes for getting ice cream?
Isn't it literally an episode in Rick and Morty?
Yeah, where like Beth goes and fucks herself.
Mm-hmm. And doesn't come home with the ice cream. And poor Jerry.
Who cares?
Poor,
fuck him.
Poor Jerry.
If you went out and fucked someone that was you.
Ew.
And, you know, just did it, like, behind my back. I'm like, oh, good for you.
Okay, if I was to fuck myself, it would need to be myself of another gender.
Yeah,
that's,
I mean, like,
gross.
You know what I find crazy? It's like, some dude was like, how do two women have sex? And then just, like, they came up with scissoring. I'm like, 100%. That was just some dude's creation.
That was 100% some dude's creation.
Because, like, of every lesbian I know, they're like, yeah, we don't scissor. Like, what? No.
The fuck is that supposed to accomplish?
It does nothing for either of us. It's just a weird fucking, you know, no. Yeah, we'll, like, eat each other's pussies.
I've seen this, though. I've seen a
if you see this on porn, it's not real.
I don't even see
it
on porn.
No, I've seen it in person.
In person?
No, in person? Like, whoa. Okay, start from the beginning.
Well, you remember how my sister had that job?
Yes.
She's a stripper? So,
I'm like, are you not going to
sometimes
say
she does, like, stripper. She,
when she was hot.
So sometimes she'd get with rich guys.
Who paid off her fucking credit cards.
Yeah, so the people that we were with were just paying them to be there at the party. You know, some hot girls at the party.
Yeah.
And at that party, they had, like, the house was, like, a huge house, and they had a theater.
So it was
a
mansion.
And, yeah, so the girls did it on stage, and it was really weird.
How much money did they make?
I don't know. I forgot.
Like, I hope it was
probably 1,000. I think it was 1,000.
Jesus, that little?
I would fucking rub dicks with another dude
for
1,000 bucks.
She would have started at 3K.
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah.
It's weak.
I'll kiss dudes for free, but, you know, I'll rub dicks for, you know, 1,000. Easy.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
It's really weird.
She has to go do her fucking pee. It's all right. I have another small am I the asshole. And this one.
Oh, really?
It's a fucking brutal one. By SNVV Snuff Bunny. Am I the asshole for buying a plus size Barbie for my plus size sister's cake?
I read that one.
My sister, 23, wanted a birthday cake made by me with her Barbie form on top. As I was looking through all the Barbies, I saw a Barbie that looked exactly like her. She had long, wavy brown hair with a side pony and was wearing a dress similar to the one that she always wears. She also had her purple and green eyeshadow like my sister sometimes wears. I'm like, what the fuck is that?
I'm sorry. I sent him the picture of what the Barbie looks like.
Oh, you have, like, the... I'm sure.
Yeah, it's not even that. It's, like, it looks normal.
Yeah, no, that's a pretty fucking...
So she's
fucking
weird.
I've seen it. Yeah, it's in the... I mean, so... She also has purple and green eyeshadow like my sister sometimes wears. My sister is a bigger girl, around 185 pounds and 5'5". Not that big, honestly. Like, I've seen way bigger. Like, fucking 400-pound women. I'm like, that's a big girl. And then, you know, you see, like, 600-pound women, like, on the fucking Walmart scooter. And it's like, Jesus Christ. You know, that's too big. Yeah, if you can't fit through a fucking door and you need, like, a crane to put you in, it's like, come on now. You know, be better to yourself. And I hate to, like, be like that guy, but it's like, you know, makes me sad when I, like, watch that My 600-Pound Life show on TLC. Because, like, a lot of them are like, I don't want to do any of that and get better. But the ones that do, awesome. What?
Oh, I burnt my fingers.
On what?
I was testing the meat.
She was testing the meat. She didn't get me nothing. She didn't bring a plate that I could fucking suck down. But
oh my god, do you want me to make you a plate?
No, we're almost
done. Exactly. So that's why I didn't bring one.
Like 10 minutes done, almost done with the podcast.
Exactly.
But yeah, my sister is a bigger girl, around 185 and 5'5".
Excuse me? That's a big... bigger girl? What the fuck?
Yeah.
Okay, no, wait. Read that again. There's no way.
Okay, I'll start from the beginning. Am I the asshole for buying a plus-size Barbie for my plus-size sister's cake? My sister is 23 years old and always wanted a birthday cake made by me with her Barbie form on top. As we are looking through all the Barbies, I saw a Barbie that looked exactly like her. She had long, wavy brown hair with a side pony and was wearing a dress similar to the one that she always wears. She also had her purple and green eyeshadow my sister sometimes wears.
She's perfect.
My sister is a bigger girl, around 185 and 5'5".
I'm sorry?
This doll was part of the Barbie's curvy range, and I make cake, and which I add a pretty damn good, and placed it with her gifts in the kitchen. When she saw it, she was horrified, and she ranted about how I picked a fat Barbie to make fun of me and humiliate her. I'm not going to lie. When I first saw this Barbie, it didn't even come to mind that it was from the curvy set of Barbies until I came home. I was more stunned about how it resembled her in the hair and makeup. She left the room and hasn't come out of her room since. I felt like I ruined her birthday, but I also feel like she went a little bit overboard with her reaction. Am I the asshole? And then, you know, here's the fucking Barbie.
Okay.
So it's not crazy.
Yeah. And where's the...
Where's the what?
Does she post the picture of the cake she made?
Probably not, no.
No, okay. But we have... I sent you guys the Barbie.
I showed her the picture of the Barbie.
Okay, well, I can't make judgment without seeing the cake decoration. I'm not going to lie.
It's that fucking Barbie with a cake on it.
Okay, like, well, I want to see what she made. That's a big part of this.
It's the Barbie cake. Don't you know the Barbie cake?
Okay, no. I want to see what the cake she made looked like.
Like a normal cake.
Okay,
no,
I don't know
it
that.
It looks like a normal Barbie cake.
Okay,
look,
well,
these look...
Okay, I just want to see a picture of what she made. I'm not going to make a call until I can see what she made, because that's a big part of what she is they're describing this thing without...
These are the type of cakes that she's talking about.
That doesn't matter. I need to see the cake she herself made. I need to see OP's cake. Otherwise, I can't make a decision, in my opinion.
Okay. Let's see.
That's stupid.
What do you mean that's stupid?
Barbie cakes.
Okay, I understand that, but I want to...
I just sent you the picture of what Barbie cakes look like. It's not going to look that different.
Okay, well, I still need to see what she made before I make a judgment. And
this
I'm not...
is it!
That's not what she made. That's an example. That's what they look like. I'm assuming that's what they look like, but I don't know. Okay, her
I'm assuming that she's good. Like, it's a bell-like dress.
Yeah.
Okay. What the fuck do you think a Barbie dress cake is gonna fucking look like, Alex?
I don't know what hers looks like, so I'm not going to make a judgment. I don't have enough information.
Okay, it looks like a fat
no,
fucking
you do.
Barbie cake.
Okay, I don't understand what that describes.
How not?
I just sent you pictures.
Okay, why do you guys not understand what I'm trying to say?
Okay, imagine this Barbie.
It's stupid.
With a cake wrapped around it.
I want to see what she made.
She didn't post a picture of the cake.
Okay, well then I'm not making a judgment call. You guys figure out what you think.
Okay, number one, she's not an asshole.
If it looks like the examples, then what do you think?
Yeah, let me see if like...
Because that's all that it is.
OP picks,
they stick it into a dome-like cake.
I can't make a judgment.
That looks like a huge bell skirt.
I understand what a Barbie cake is. I'm just saying I'm not going to make a judgment unless I can see what she made. Because that makes a huge difference to me. Picture's worth 1,000 words.
We just gave you 20 of them.
Okay, no, that's not what she heard. That's not what OP made.
Why would it matter?
I'm saying if it looks like that, does it really fucking matter?
Okay, so this is the cake that she made. This is 100% the cake that she made. You know, this is it. This is the fucking cake. So just...
Why are you guys making me make an answer when I refuse to, because I feel I do have not enough information. I'm not giving
this
you an
is
answer.
Cake. This...
I don't care. Unless I can see what OP made, I refuse to make a judgment.
Oh my God, why are you being so difficult
that's
on
stupid.
Me?
I'm allowed to not make a decision.
Is she the asshole for not making a decision on this cake?
I'm sure everyone
it's
feels
weird.
That way. I'm sorry, but
you're
I don't have enough information to make
you're
an informed decision.
You're weird as fuck, Alex.
I don't care.
It's just a dome that they put. Like, she she's the main thing that her sister had a problem with was the fucking plus size Barbie.
Okay, I don't know what that means unless I see it visually.
Yeah, I showed you a picture.
I showed you.
I don't. Okay, I'm not saying what it is concept wise. I'm saying what OP made. I'm so sorry, but I'm not making a decision without more information. So you guys figure out what
you're
you
stupid.
Want.
You're stupid.
I don't care. I am.
You're
who
so
I am.
Weird.
I know I am.
You're just so weird.
This is a Barbie
That's
right
dumb.
Here.
I don't have enough information. I refuse to make a
call. I'm trying Alex, to give you information and you're fighting
same.
Me on it.
I'm saying unless it's a picture that the cake. Oh my, I don't
This
understand
is the Barbie that was in the cake.
That's not the cake she made.
Yes, this is the Barbie that was in the cake.
I still want to see the whole
yeah.
picture.
Alex, does it really matter? Like, it doesn't.
It matters to me.
This is wild.
I understand. You this guys is, don't respect my decision.
Yeah, no. Boom.
No, All you're right. stupid.
I'm just muting her. It's fine. So, Courtney, what do you think? Is this woman an asshole?
No, she's not the asshole. Her sister is fucking weird.
So is my wife.
Okay, literally, all I literally just said is my opinion does not count. Please state your opinions. That's what I've been saying for the last 10 fucking minutes.
Because we know what the cake looks like.
Okay, well, congratulations.
We basically
I don't.
Know what the cake looks
it,
like.
It's like when you say a calico, and you're like, well, let me see what the calico looks like. Let me see. It's like,
yeah,
I don't have...
There's so many different types of calicos. Calico just means there's a coat pattern of three colors, and the first color is predominantly white.
Yeah, no, if...
Okay,
like,
a Japanese bobtail calico looks completely different from an American calico.
Like, if I was to explain Mochi, and I'm like, yeah, she's, you know, a calico, main color's orange, she has, like, white, and...
Okay, technically she's a tabico, because her tabby colors are the more predominant coat pattern. She's calico underneath her tabby stripes.
Yeah, and I'm trying to explain how I explain Mochi, and, you know, it's like, if I didn't have a picture of Mochi, I'm like, yeah, she's a calico, mainly orange, short hair cat.
Yeah, that means nothing.
And, you know... 100% of the people in the world be like, oh yeah, no, I can see that. I can picture it in my head. Little short orange head cat, you know, little Garfield. I'm like, yeah, little Garfield.
She's not a little Garfield.
Little Garfield.
Look, he is an orange tabby.
She, but.
Okay, fine. They are an orange tabby.
But yeah, I mean, Courtney, am I wrong? A little Garfield cat? Yeah.
No, she's not little Garfield cat.
Thank you.
It's little Garfield cat, little fat little Garfield cat.
No.
A little fatty fat McFat fat.
She is fat. This is true. She's chunky.
She would eat lasagna if you let her. And
I don't want to deal with the hurts and squirts afterwards.
And yeah, so I mean, like if I say a orange short haired cat with
That is not what she is.
Orange short haired calico cat.
She's not even predominantly orange. She's predominantly white and like the black and she's got orange spots.
Yeah. She's predominantly white next to her calico. She's predominantly black. Then you have a tortoise shell.
I don't know what that means.
And when they... Exactly.
Maybe I need a picture.
This is my point exactly. Oh,
orange,
my God.
Orange,
no, it's not.
What is this?
What if it looks good? If it look like, obviously, she's done these cakes before, and it looks good, she just doesn't like the stupid plus-size Barbie, which
I'm
is what she the main issue is, not even what
that.
The cake looks like.
I refuse to make a decision without
okay.
more information.
How about this? What if she just gave her a fat Barbie?
Why are you guys bothered by this? You guys literally made your
I think
decisions.
It's weird.
I don't care that you think it's weird. I refuse to make a decision without more information.
I'm talking about my cat is what I'm talking about. But orange cat, look at her. Look at her. Look at her be orange and black and
yeah,
white.
She has some peanut butter here and there. She's not orange.
Orange.
No, peanut butter and orange are two different colors.
Okay, my cat is on my Instagram.
Uh-huh.
Fucking, if you're listening to this, go over to my Instagram and tell me what color my cat
She's
is.
She's not orange.
She is not orange.
Not the white one that I fucking posted more recently.
That's the... That's my rag doll.
That's her fucking cat.
He's mittened.
Let me see if I can find my Instagram.
Here, what if it was this cake, Alex?
Okay, you guys can show me all the images you want. I'm not going to pass judgment until I have more information.
It looks like they just poofed up her hair, which is really weird.
It doesn't matter to me. Unless I can see Opie's cake, I'm not making a decision.
But the issue isn't even in the cake. It's the Barbie.
Okay.
That she used for the cake.
Imagine the cake was immaculate.
Why do you guys keep pushing me? I'm not making a decision. Please respect that.
Well, podcast is over.
Stupid.
It doesn't matter. All right, bye. It's an hour. Bye.